Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And we want to let everyone know that as a special treat for December, we'll have one episode going out every week. And now it's time for today's special bonus episode, the Christmas Gravy Jug. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh. Today on the ship, it is nearly Jiffmas Day. Whoa. So all of the Jifflings are working together to make a special Merry Jiffmas cake. As usual, Friedeline was busy organising things.
Albert, do you have the marzipan?
Aye.
And Miss Katie, do you have all the fancy little Jiffmas decorations for the top of the cake?
Yeah. I've got Santa and his reindeer, and there's my favourite toy tractor.
Huh, no Jiffmas tractor, Miss Katie. That is not the tradition.
Miss Katie looked a bit disappointed, but she handed over her Santa and reindeer so the cake could be just as Friedeline liked it.
Thank you. And Hedge, have you beaten all of the eggs?
Like, my mixing arm is so tired, man. I think the eggs might have beaten me.
Friedeline jiffled over and looked down into the bowl.
Oh, that is okay, Hedge. You have done the very good job. You get the great gold eggy star. Well done.
Hedge thought he might actually prefer a rest instead of a gold star. But he was still pleased.
Yeah.
Then Friedeline looked around for young Pumpkin, who had been asked to sieve the flour. But Pumpkin wasn't anywhere to be seen. Then Friedeline heard a very happy pumpkin-y song coming from the larder.
Ooh, I love Jiffmas, it's the best. I love making pudding and a big mess, oh yes.
Ooh, what are you doing in here, Pumpkin? This is not Jiffmas-y at all.
Oh, hello, Friedeline. I thought it might be nice to make a happy, colourful, dizzy trifle surprise this Jiffmas.
Yeah!
Yeah! That's my favourite.
It cannot be your favourite, Miss Katie, because it is simply not even a thing. No, at Jiffmas, we must open the Jiffmas presents. Then we have the delicious Jiffmas dinner.
What?
And we finish with the fruity Jiffmas cake. There is no room for different things.
All the Jiffs looked rather disappointed. Whilst it was lovely to have all of the traditional Jiffmas treats, everybody did enjoy young pumpkin silliness too.
Like, why don't we have the fruity Jiffmas cake and the silly pumpkin trifle thing, man?
Ooh, I could even add extra dizzy surprises, Friedeline.
No, Pumpkin. That is not even a real ingredient.
Ooh, yes it is, Friedeline. I've got a whole bag full of it right here.
Pumpkin, the dizzy trifle's silliness is not for Jiffmas Day.
Oh, Jifflings, you'll have to stop cooking for now, because that means an object that has been thrown away or lost on Earth has found its way into your net here in the magical land of Dilstonia. Time to all heave it in.
Mm.
The object fell onto the deck with a clankle. It was smooth and pale, with a big handle at one end and a spout at the other. They all started guessing what the item could be.
Hey, I think that's a massive watering can that I can use to water me sprouts for the Jiffmas dinner.
I think it's a bubbling Jiffling jacuzzi that I can sit in and feel like a shiny Jiffmas angel. Then Hedge stepped forwards, for he knew exactly what the object was. He used his less tired arm to hoist himself up onto the story seat, and he began his special Jiffmas tale.
This is the Christmas gravy jug. Once upon a time, there were lots of happy animals that lived in a place called Lapland.
Whoa!
In Lapland, every year on Christmas Day, all the most Christmassy animals gathered for their traditional Christmas dinner. Roberta Robin would bring the Christmas crackers. Engelbert the reindeer would cook the Christmas dinner. And Richard the extra Christmassy red squirrel would bring the delicious Christmas gravy.
Yeah.
But one year, as they were pouring the last drops of gravy from their little gravy jug, they heard a funny noise coming from the foot of the table.
Hello,
said their unexpected guest.
I am Barry Woodlouse, and I would just like to say...
Oh, goodness, no!
Interrupted Roberta Robin.
A Woodlouse? You can't join in. You're not Christmassy at all.
Quickly, Roberta picked up the empty gravy jug in her beak and tried to trap Barry underneath it. But Barry was too quick, and he skipped out of the way. So then, Engelbert scooped up the gravy jug in his big reindeer's hoof and waved it around, trying to shoo Barry away.
Nay, Christmas is no time for woodlice,
bellowed Engelbert.
Yeah,
added Richard, the extra Christmassy red squirrel.
Look at the state of you.
You're not a Christmas creature.
So Richard grabbed the gravy jug from Engelbert, and he went to throw it right at Barry. But before he could, Barry cleared his throat and spoke up loudly.
My apologies, Kane Squirrel. I was simply trying to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Then the Christmassy friends stopped.
Oh, well, that's actually very kind of you. Thank you.
Then they realized they had been rather rude, which wasn't Christmassy at all. So they invited Barry to stay.
Hey.
And the robin, the reindeer, the squirrel, and the woodlouse had a wonderful Christmas feast. And it turned out that Barry fitted into Christmas just perfectly.
Hootsman!
So Roberta threw away the gravy jug because it reminded them all of how silly they had been. Now they had made a new Christmas friend.
Pick-ne-hoo!
And now the gravy jug is here, so we need to reuse it.
Ooh, it can be a shiny sleigh for going on lovely Jiffmas rides in.
Then Friedeline stepped forwards, for she knew exactly what to use the gravy jug for.
I think the gravy jug would make the perfect bowl for young Pumpkin to present us his most special Dizzy Trifle surprise. And it can go proudly on our Jiffling's Jiffmas dinner table, right next to the fruity Jiffmas cake.
Yeah!
Yay!
Aye.
Oh yes, Friedeline, that's fantastic. All the Jifflings look so pleased. And sure enough, the Jifflings worked together to help Friedeline with her cake and Pumpkin with his funny trifle thing. And on Jiffmas Day, when they put them both on the dinner table, they did indeed look terribly delicious. And then, after the most wonderful Jiffmas Day that any of them could remember, They hopped into their coziest pajamas, and soon it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Aye, like this one from New Jersey in the USA. It says, I love your stories. They make me fall asleep after a while. My favourite characters are Miss Katie, Young Pumpkin and Hedge, because he's so silly. Friedelein has a very interesting accent. I also like Albert, because he likes the garden, and I like working in the backyard with my mom and dad. Love, Lyric, age 6.
Ah, thank you, Lyric. That's very kind.
Yeah, and we are very happy that you are enjoying our adventures.
Like, yeah, man. And we have this review. It says, hi. I'm Anya from Ireland, and I love Bottleship. My favourite is Hedge and Miss Katie, and, oh, I just love them all. Please can you keep writing more and more amazing stories? From Anya and my cat.
Ooh, thank you so much, Anya. I love Ireland, and cats, and amazing stories.
Thank you, Anya and Lyric, and thank you to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.